More than 100 years ago, Samuel Chadwick, a great Methodist preacher and leader in England, said a remarkable sentence that has impressed me a great deal. He said simply, "Christianity is hopeless without the Holy Spirit." And what, of course, he was speaking about was the fact that while the Father sent the Son sent the Spirit. Now, the world is full of books about God, theological books, the study of God. And there are more books about Jesus than anyone who ever walked on planet Earth. But isn't it remarkable that there have been so few books written, I mean really scholarly works and analytical works, about the Holy Spirit, and yet he is God's only agent on planet Earth. The only experience we can have of God Almighty, the only way we can have the work of Jesus Christ applied to our life and understand the person of Christ is through the work of the Holy Spirit. He is God's only agent on planet Earth. The Father sent the Son did his work, but then the Son returned, and now the Bible tells us is seated at the right hand of the Father. But before the Son left, he promised the disciples that he would send the Spirit. In fact, he said a remarkable thing in the Gospel of John. The disciples were getting full of anxiety and worry about the rabbi's going to leave us. Our teacher is going to leave us. Jesus will be no more walking with us. And then Jesus said, "It's better for you that I go, because unless I go, the Holy Spirit won't be able to come." That was hard for them to understand and rejoice with. It's better for you, better for us, that Jesus leaves? How could that be? He's everything to us. He walks with us. He does miracles. He's our teacher. And yet he's saying, it's better for us that he leave? Such is the work of the Holy Spirit that after Jesus accomplished the cross, sacrifice for our sins, shedding his blood that we might know pardon, something was accomplished by the Holy Spirit that Jesus could not do while he was on planet Earth. He could teach only from the outside of their bodies. They could hear his voice, hear the inflection of his words. But what he could never do was get inside of them where the real problem lies. Where the real problem lies with all of us. The problem is within us. Out of the heart comes the issues of life. And Jesus said, "I have been with you, but when the Holy Spirit comes, he will be in you." In fact, the Bible defines a Christian really as someone who believes in Christ to the point that he is born again, and now the Holy Spirit lives inside of him. Romans 8 tells us that if anyone doesn't have the Spirit of Christ, he doesn't belong to Christ. Now, the Spirit of Christ is just another way of saying the Holy Spirit. Jesus, the Savior, is seated at the right hand of the Father. He's not here on planet Earth. When the Bible says where two or three are gathered, Jesus is in the midst, it means Jesus via the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, so under-preached, so underappreciated, so neglected by the Christian church today in the 21st century around the world, is God's only agent on planet Earth. It's the only way we can understand the Bible is through the Holy Spirit's teaching. The only way we have power and to change, see our change in our lives is through the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. I'm so happy we're beginning this study of the person and work of the Holy Spirit of God.